In this part of the program, we're going to hear about all sorts of sports.
Shall I play checkers, golf, croquet? There are so many games there are to play.
Sports, as rendered by Dr. Seuss. Hints of Cat in the Hat can be found in an unfinished and unpublished manuscript from 1969 that's now up for auction online. Joining us from Nate D. Sanders Auctions in Los Angeles is Nate D. Sanders. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us something about this manuscript. Unpublished, where was it?
It was in the hands of his writing assistant all these years. It was never-before-known original children's book manuscript by Dr. Seuss with his hand doodles, hand-drawn characters playing tennis, sitting in a chair with great Dr. Seuss rhymes that you would only expect from Dr. Seuss.
Well, I'm going to ask you about the rhymes in a moment, but I'm looking at some of the illustrations, and they are quite primitive. And Theodore Geisel was his own illustrator. This would be very early versions of something that could have been quite polished at some point.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very rough draft that he did, but it never got published and wasn't really available or known until right now.
Now, why didn't it get published? You'd think that he would have finished it and, you know, put it out there.
He did not like it. And, in fact, he called the main character a schnook.
A schnook?
Yeah.
Well, maybe tell us quickly who the main character is.
Well, the main character was a boy, Pete, who had trouble playing sports. It's basically about 7 pages, and it's a quick read. He writes, "Shall I play checkers, golf, croquet? There are so many games there are to play. 100 games in sports you can play. You can play checkers. You can play chess, baseball, football, volleyball, basketball, and on and on and on." And then Dr. Seuss seems to finish off, maybe having enough with his idea of the book. He keeps writing, "I could blump, or blump, and blump, and blump, or blump, or blump, and blump, and blump." And that's how it ends for his part until the assistant took over.
So let's get one thing straight. Dr. Seuss's writing assistant actually at some point took over the manuscript and actually started adding to it. And there's a letter that speaks to that Dr. Seuss wrote to her that is also being auctioned off with the manuscript. Tell us about that letter.
Okay, the date of the letter is July 11th, 1983, and he writes in part, "What in my opinion is wrong with this story is that despite the greatness of Pete as a stellar athlete hero, the negative image of him flubbing and unable to catch any ball at will make him a schnook. And I think the reader's reaction will be, what's the matter with this dope? I may be wrong, of course, so why not send it to Harper and Row, who several times has made bestsellers out of properties that I've rejected?"
So he was willing to have it published.
Kind of, yeah. He's kind of pushing it away on her to take it from here.
Last we checked, the auction was at $21,000, and it closes later today. Do you have any sense of what it's going to end up going for, this manuscript?
I don't know. I can't put a price on it. There's no price guide for a one-of-a-kind manuscript, but $21,000 seems like, you know, a good price for now.
Is there enough here to publish as a book?
As far as Dr. Seuss's 7 pages where he wrote and doodled, it would not be enough. It would just be a beginning of a book.
Did you read Dr. Seuss as a kid?
I did read Dr. Seuss as a kid, and I'm a big fan of Dr. Seuss. To transcribe this manuscript, to read the content of the letter, it was a total joy.
Nate D. Sanders is owner of the auction house in Los Angeles that's auctioning online a never-published manuscript by Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss. Thanks very much for joining us.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
This is NPR News.